Hi, this is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned into Radiance by Design here on wonderful BBS Radio. Just before Thanksgiving, holy mackerel, I have a lot to be thankful for, and I'll bet you do too. There's so much change going on in the planet. And you know what? That's what Radiance by Design is all about, change. You're a vibrational vehicle of light, and so am I. And as we go through our experiences on the planet, we change and we hopefully grow. And as the species is growing so fast right now, we keep hearing about 2012, our changes can include an amazingly high frequency result, meaning those deeper, dense feelings that you have locked in your body and so on. Because you go through some experiences, like Seth, who just had a baby, you can actually find yourself turning those denser experiences into high frequencies and having a much lighter life and being a vibrational vehicle of light that's got a much lighter vibration, a higher frequency vibration. Today what we're going to talk about is that kind of resonance. We're going to talk about channeling. And what does channeling really mean, and why would we bother doing it in the first place, second place, or even third place? What is so wonderful about it? Is it all about predictions? No. It really is about actually tuning in with someone and reattuning your vibrational vehicle of light, your selfness, so that you can accept and hold and create from a higher level of consciousness which represents itself as a higher frequency energy. It's really quite a fascinating study, and I'm sure every one of you listening to Radiance by Design has had some experience with channeling. And I'm on with Jackie Salvitti most Thursday nights, and she channels, and she's quite an amazing channel. One of the things with her work is the high frequency energies are palpable. You can absolutely feel them when you're on the phone with her or listening to the radio with her. I also channel, but that hasn't been my most strongest mode of working with people. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and my work, which I have learned through my guides and angels, some of which has been direct channel, has been to teach people to release denser frequencies in order to achieve their desires, whether it's healing or manifestations or, you know, creating the reality you want, or even using vibrational understanding and energy to release our attachments to old beliefs or people or family of origin or whatever. So see, it all amounts to resonance. As we extricate ourselves from the kinds of resonances that are stuck in us as vibrational beings, then we become new. It's really interesting, isn't it? And as you become new, you can create the world more as you would dream it would be rather than how it's been so far. And what we keep hearing about is life is a subjective experience. Now, even though I'm a pretty strong metaphysician and have been at this for quite a while, my Gemini nature always goes, huh, that's almost impossible to conceive of. So each one of us is having a subjective experience, meaning your world isn't the same as mine and my world isn't the same as yours. And the more I understand lately, that can get pretty darn dramatic. So you and I, side by side, can be creating the resonance to design and manifest a world which is absolutely stunning and amazing and magical and so on. And we can be side by side, and you can be, or someone else can be, creating a world which is damped down, is getting worse and worse, and they're plummeting into a darker despair. And we can all be side by side and thinking we're living on the same calendar, heavens, and on the same planet. So if we look around the world right now, or if you watch the news too much, I try not to do that much, you could get yourself pretty confused and start believing, and here's where the belief structures come in, we can start believing that the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket because there's so much destruction going on out there. But that's not all. There are many people creating the reverse, or there are many people caught in destruction that are turning it and creating a life of love and peace and grace and honesty and evolution. So here we are, creating our reality all together. One of the meditation tools, and when you listen to Radiance by Design, I always include meditation tools. That's tools for you to use to be very calm to be protected and to enhance or amplify the manifestations that you'd like to do. So I like to start with what the guides taught me, and that's structures. The structures are vibrational tools that use vibrational, sacred geometric shapes that are simply resonances or vibrations, but you're organizing how they are with that amazing mind and intentions that you have. So let's all together create some structures. That means we're going to meditate, so close your eyes unless you're driving. And let's have fun doing this, because I find when I'm in my structures, I have just a really fun time some days, just chuckling and being magical and tumbling around like a little magician, or shall we say a big magician. So close your eyes and let's talk about it. Focus up above your head. There's a golden ball in Om Maya. It's a radiant golden ball. Oh, it's so bright. And below your spine, another golden ball, a radiant golden ball. And you drop a filament of light above your head about 2 miles, and below your spine about 20 feet. And then you drop a filament of light from the upper ball down through your spine, right to your spine, into the lower ball. Now, can you feel that filament of light run through your spine? I sure can. And feel it vibrating in through your body, or imagine it vibrating if you don't feel. Some of us feel, some of us don't. It's not a judgment. And then around your body, perhaps 8 feet in radius all around your body, create a whole circle of golden balls. They're beautiful. They're so bright. You can just feel them wafting that amazing golden light. Great. And then from the upper ball into the side, all around your body, this circle of balls, drop a myriad of pink filaments of light, so that you're in a bit of a canopy sticking up 2 miles. And now drop your filaments of pink light from the balls to the lower ball. And then you've got another canopy poking down. And there you are in this wonderful structure. And it's right now radiant pink and gold. And if it changes color on you, that's fine. Go with the colors. Unless they're murky, those colors are wonderful information for you. Maybe you'll call in later and tell me what they were. Now, inside, there's a circle inside your structure. I want you to see a beautiful circle, actually a crystal ball. And the crystal ball is many, many colors. And experience yourself inside of this crystal ball. And feel how different the energy is in the crystal ball. What does it feel like to you? To me, it feels soft and feminine, but today it feels very powerful. Feminine power, that's a fun thing. And now inside of that, there you are inside of a double tetrahedron, which is the three-sided pyramid pointing up and three-sided pyramid pointing down. So you're in a diamond-like structure. So you're in this big pink structure, and inside that you're in a crystal ball, and inside that you're in a diamond-like structure. And now we're going to spin and spin our double tetrahedron, spin and spin in it, and some of you get dizzy, don't you? And spin and spin and spin, and whilst you're spinning, look in front of you, and there's a magical screen, and on this screen, create the movie of whatever it is that you want to see and experience in your life. It can be about your health, your well-being. It can be situations involving other people, global political situations. You can have fun with this. You can have little trite things and great, amazing things. Maybe some of you can tell me later what's happened in these structures. Wonderful Thanksgiving, and many people feeling the gratitude for their presence on the planet. Father, Mother, God, and Creator Spirit feeling our gratitude for all that exists and can exist. And the learning curve we're on. And as you spin and create, sure, it can be about money and cars, and it can be about self-actualization and laughter, relationships, all the learning curves that go with relationships. Excellent. And you come back into your spinning double tetrahedron. And spin a few more times. Spin. And when you spin in that, what happens to your frequency? It moves up, doesn't it? It's like wringing out your hair when it's wet. You spin and stuff comes off. Excellent. And now we're back together. And how was that for you? Was that a good experience? One of the things the guides say about this is that when you're out in the world, and I've said this all the time, is that you can put a double tetrahedron around yourself when you're in a situation that's a trial or you're having a difficulty with somebody. You just put yourself in this tetrahedron and then spin it and raise your frequencies in your field. Now we're talking about channeling. Now that isn't quite channeling, but it is evidence of calling in frequencies at will, to call in the light and call in that which you really want to experience at will. Don't just put up with what is, because you're the artist here. And we're painting today with frequencies which can create our reality. So let's see. One of the people that we wanted to talk about, I often mention the violet flame. And one of the ascended masters, now ascended masters are those beings that move past limitations that happen in the third dimension, aren't they? They're beings who are not just afflicted by their attachments to everyone and their addictions and their fears and all that sort of thing, that they've wised up, that they've taught themselves how to separate from all that, and then they've created an ever-evolving reality. And Saint Germain is one of those guys. And I punched his name up on the web just to see what on earth his history is. I read it before years ago, but you know how it is. There's some things you have to just keep learning again and again. And he was such an interesting character. He brought us the violet flame, and a lot of us can actually feel it. And you can see the violet flame moving and changing things in your reality. You can see it burning up leftover thoughts and feelings or leftover realities. You can see it happening. Well, he is known now as an ascended master, and they say that he was born in 1561, which is kind of contradictory to the next paper that I brought off the web, who said that he was, Merlin was one of his incarnations, and that would be around the year 500. So I don't suppose anybody actually knows, but they claim that he's a being that was, and this is a really good example of stuff, but he's a being that came to live on the planet, and he became, every time he died, he came back as a different being who had an impact. So they say he used the names Christopher Marlowe, Edmund Spenser, Montaigne, Robert Burton, Cervantes, Valentine Andreas, and Comte de Gabalis, who's somebody I know nothing about. But anyway, he was supposed to be a good buddy to Voltaire and Rousseau and some of these people. He mastered all of the European languages. He was one of the best swordsmen of his day. He was a master violin. And he was called, amongst other distinguished philosophers, the man who never dies and the man who knows everything. He was very wealthy, but no one knew how he'd accumulated his great wealth. Because, you know, he was supposed to have been a magician. Maybe that's why they say that he was the incarnation, well, one time he was incarnated as Merlin. He was a magician because the way I was taught him years ago without all of this much verbiage was that he knew how to transform light all over the planet, and everywhere he went, people got healed. And he went and he actually created the resonance of healing with individuals. And in one of his incarnations, or maybe all of them, he left us with the violet flame. And the violet flame is a transformative tool. In fact, I figure we should be able to get facelifts with it. And the violet flame is something that all you have to do is call in the violet flame and see it burning and burning and growing and burning. And wherever it burns, it picks up the denser frequencies, whirls them, transforms them, and clears things. So if your house is feeling really kind of dark and moody and so on and so forth, you can set up violet flames all through the house, and you really work with it so that your whole being, because you're an energy being, right? So your whole being is calling up the violet flame, is cleansing and moving and cleansing and moving, and your whole house will just be sparkling. Anyway, that was Saint Germain. Now let's talk about actual channeling. Oh yeah, and there are a lot of people who channel who Saint Germain is and what it was he did. And it's really hard to know what to believe because channels don't always come up with the same answers. So somebody will say, I'm channeling Saint Germain. Somebody else will say, I'm channeling Saint Germain. And it's really hard to know who's really accurate. But it's funny because I was channeling, not Saint Germain, just before this radio show. And we were talking to the guides about truth. And they said that the truth is really amazing because you can feel the truth in your body mind. When someone is speaking to you, the truth is an expanding thing. The truth is never the same. It's like as we grow and learn, our truth, the truth we can hold, is greater. And the truth is different according to different circumstances, is it? So the truth is in the moment, and yet it is an expanding force. And when it's a falsehood or a lie, what happens is that there's a density about it or a fixed statement about it which cannot expand. So it's really interesting. There's a sort of a resonance of truth and falsehood which we can figure out. The guides always say also that love is an expanding frequency. My guides often say they're just learning about it where they are. So if you're, say, 45 years old and you were very much in love at 15, I'll bet you could say to yourself right now, I really didn't know what love was then, but I thought I did. Well, maybe you did. But perhaps it just changed intent, it changed meaning as you were younger, as you got older, and as you had more experience. Now, to go back into channeling, when we're worrying about, like, who's saying what as a channel, the thing I begin to understand is that it's the resonance that comes through the channel. So, for example, if you are a channel, and Lazarus was channeling through, Lazarus is a very famous channel who's been coming through Jack Purcell for, what, 25 years? 30 years? And he was saying, and I heard him say this fairly recently, he said that Jack Purcell had to be prepared for many, many lifetimes to handle the frequencies that come through his body-mind. Because as a vibrational vehicle of light, where we have densities and so on, we cannot conduct those higher frequencies. So sometimes it takes a long time for a being to be prepared enough to actually handle the channel. The information that comes through is a much higher frequency. And what happens is it's like music in a way that you have to resonate with that which is coming through. Now, that's a pretty interesting thing. We also just did a wonderful interview with Bashar, who's a channel through Daryl Anka, and he's been coming through since the early 80s, I think late 70s maybe. And he's a hybrid. He's a part human, part ET, coming from the future. And he said that the fellow Daryl who's channeling him is actually one of his previous lives. So it was a past incarnation, but of course the way these people talk or these beings explain to us, everything is concurrent. Everything's happening right now. So the way we understand it is Daryl was a lifetime that Bashar used to have. But another way of looking at it is the concurrent realities, but they're coming together right now. And as Bashar said, he couldn't have downstepped the higher frequency energy and so on if he and Daryl Anka had not been aligned at such a deep and older familiar level that it made it way easier for him to bring information through. I think that's quite exciting. So I was asking my guides, I was watching when Lazarus was channeling through Jack recently. We were at a conference or seminar, and I always watch how Lazarus enters Jack's body. And he moves through his body, but he also reaches way down low, and he connects to the base chakra. And then he seems to, not suture in, but kind of connect to certain chakras or certain vertebrae all the way up through his spine until he just fills out in Jack's body. And I watch Bashar, and he doesn't do it that way. He seems to come in through the back of the head and so on. I think of the occipital lobe and so on. And he seems to go down in behind the heart and then fill out. So as I was channeling before this show, it was interesting to me because the guides were very clear about how they were coming in, and they were aligning into the very center of my brain and down into the brainstem. That's how they started. And then they fled through the body. So it's just different for everybody. But what they're doing is making a resonant harmony with the finely tuned aspects of our central nervous system. And then, let's see. And so what they're doing is living in different levels of consciousness. So they're all living simultaneously. A lot of you have been reading about orbs and so on lately, and my guides have said that have explained to me that the orbs are consciousness coming in from another dimension, and that I can really handle and I understand. So what we have is a reality that is absolutely teeming. All these different dimensions are just teeming with life of their own. And how do we get to see from one dimension to the other? Well, again, that goes back into aligning with or really understanding how, vibrationally we become in sync with the vibrations of different dimensions. That's very difficult for third dimensional beings like us unless we have an innate sensitivity. This all is a very exciting and very complicated kind of thing. Quite often, here's another thing, that the messages are always there and the consciousnesses are always there, levels of consciousness are always there. So you're always getting messages. But are you always able to receive them? No. Why not? And you know why? Because we get ourselves all kind of trapped in thinking about this and that, and we literally, it's really interesting. I literally feel at times like I have a cap over my head. I think of it as a vibrational bathing cap, which is really tight over my head. And I've had to work very hard through the years to be conscious of that and break it open, because when that cap is really tight on my head, what do I think about? I think about third dimensional things, and I'm not receptive to the higher frequency energy stuff that's trying to come to me. Because you see what I mean? You're an energy being, and you attract all this information. So what I always say is you got to raise your body's frequency, we got to do some workout, meditation, have some fun, laugh a lot, and so on, and open your focus. And here's another way to start opening. I'm going to really encourage you to call in, because I think a lot of you have stories about channeling, and you might want to talk about it, and it'll take me a minute to find the numbers. But In the meantime, I want you to do this little exercise, because we talk about that bathing cap routine on the top of the head. You know what I mean? Your skull cap is way too tight. And one of the things that I learned to do some years ago was to call in, way above my head I could see a golden light. Way above my head I could see a golden light. Oh, it's really bright. And then I would see, dropping from the golden light, just this stream of light. It always reminded me of syrup. You know, syrup kind of drops in a beautiful golden stream. And this would be much brighter and more radiant. And this stream of light rolls down from the golden light and tries to get in through the top of my head. And I allow it. Okay? So you call it in through the top of your head. And then you have it move through your brain and absolutely fill your brain. And if you like, you can drop it in and fill your whole body. Now, sometimes when you do that, you get some really weird feelings, like an itchy, scratchy on the top of the head and so on. But that's because you're doing the right thing. You're opening up those tighter fields that weren't letting in other information. Now, here's another exercise that's really fun, is imagine a spiraling platinum light. A spiraling platinum light up over your head. And they often liken it to a corkscrew. And have that spiraling platinum light spin and spin and spin around over the top of your head, and have it whirl down and move into the top of your head. And also, when you're bringing in, channeling in, that's just bringing in energy. And if you want to bring in beings of light, And this is a practice. I could never do this in just a minute. I used to do workout meditation, breathing, and then I would call in and asking for protection, asking for beings of light and love, and those who are involved with our soul journey, in the name of the Christing, in the name of Buddha, and any of the spiritual beings that you yourself believe in or follow. Always call in the name of the higher and give them full permission to use your eyes and your ears and your heart and to speak through you. And then I would just wait. And it was really interesting because you could feel link by link each little word that start coming through. But I'll tell you another thing that happens is it feels like somebody's boring very, very subtly, like they're boring little holes in your head. That's how I felt it. Now, I should have asked Jackie how she began hers, but she always says that she opened suddenly. I never did. I'm always a little one foot after the other kind of character, and things come to me in tidbits. So the other thing is I'm going to give you the numbers to call in, and then we're going to talk about what channeling is and who it is and how can you be sure about who it is and whether you can be confident about being safe or whether you're going to be pulled in and out of some kind of hanky-panky. Will you be led astray? How can you evaluate when it's a good thing? If you'd like to call in with any questions about your life, about channeling, about things that you're working on the metaphysical path, call us from the U.S. at 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And from Canada, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And on the direct line, that's from anywhere else, I suppose, in the world, 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. So call in and talk. I love it when you call. All right, channeling, what is it? What was that? Is that, are you a being of light talking to me?
Yes.
How interesting. What do you think that is?
I don't know. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just was doing your part where, with the syrup coming down, you know, the
light. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I know my skull cap is tight.
Yeah, so you're opening, are you opening it?
Yeah, I was trying to open it, and then all of a sudden I got, like, stuck in the middle of my head.
Okay, so I want you to do something, and everybody at home can do this as well. Imagine bringing up through the soles of your feet this wonderful pulsing light.
Okay.
And just shoot it right up through your body to meet that part of your skull. And just below the skull, I want you to see, you see it's anxiety and worry and thinking too much. That's what stops it right there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I've been, you know, thinking about my job. You know, I've been putting out there saying, I'm going to hear from my contracting agency today.
Then you are.
Yeah.
Maybe not today, but it certainly is right soon.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you're thinking that, like if you, here's what I was learning. When I was learning how to channel, it was like if I sat there and really wanted an answer about something, guess what? I just got so tight I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening with me then, huh?
Exactly. But remember, just draw it up from the soles of your feet and just start, I call it the light gargle, start swishing yourself out with light.
Okay.
And then move the light right up into the, on just under your skull there. And then just caress it with light and just soften it. And then shoot the light up through the top of your head and then do it again.
Okay.
Get out of your own way.
Okay.
All right? And have fun with it. It's got to be fun.
It is. I like it. It's great.
Yeah.
And also then go back and do the ball above my head, golden, and then...
Yeah, or use. I would use the spiraling platinum light because it'll just poke holes right through that bathing cap that we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
And that was interesting about you were saying about the beings,
mm-hmm.
how they come through. How do you know if they're good? I always wondered that.
Well, that's really a good question because I'll tell you what, sometimes when you bring somebody through, and they start talking, and you feel weighed down, you feel heavy, you feel stressed, you feel sleepy, and your belly maybe gets thick, you're not calling in the right people.
Oh. Okay.
I think of it as like having a little handle.
Yeah.
Whenever I brought through something, if, first of all, if you're worried about it, you ask, are you here in the name of the Christing? Are you here in the name of light? And they just go. If there's any shenanigans, they just go.
Okay.
But you can tell by the weight, because what we were talking about is a lot of it's about resonance. What we're trying to do is harmonize with the divine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you don't want to be harmonizing with... you don't want to channel any old being, because just because somebody dies for a while doesn't mean that they've suddenly become enlightened. They might have become enheavened, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So trust that. If it weighs you down, you can also look in the mirror. This is really funny, because when you're channeling and you've got light beings working with you, you can usually tell, because you feel like you can do a lot of amazing things. Maybe not whilst you're channeling, but if you go look in the mirror, your eyes will be very bright. And if you have some being who's of a lower energy, you'll look heavier in your face.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of gets simplistic at that level, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're talking with the channel and you start feeling really exhausted and the channel is channeling for you, it can be because they're bringing up some of the denser frequencies in your body, but it also can be that you just don't want to be near them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to become very discerning, and you can ask your body.
Yeah.
You can say, if this is not for my highest and best, if this is not for my highest and best good, show me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we have some, the other thing is that if I'm channeling and I'm tired, and then somebody comes in the room, and they're really down in the dumps, I can take that on really fast. So you could say I'm channeling them.
Wow, yeah.
And that's why it requires quite a bit of discipline, especially until you establish that rapport with your higher self and the beings of light that you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
So when in doubt, call them out. Say, are you here in the Christing? Are you this energy for the greatest good of all concerned? You don't want to channel unless it's for the greatest good of all concerned.
Right. So how does my energy look? That looks good overall?
It does look good, but you look quite timid and you look tired.
Yeah, I am a little tired. I've been painting.
Okay, so the idea is then, do you do a workout?
No.
Okay.
I am going for an adjustment today. So
what's that?
I am going for an adjustment today. So.
Well, I want you to dance like mad or breathe. Like you can
okay.
do rapid panting. I always tell people do rapid panting through the nose really quickly.
I think it's because I'm laid down. You know, I just like we were talking. I've been thinking too much about things. You know,
you've been worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, worrying is not a very high frequency style.
Yeah.
And so you want to ask yourself, what we're trying to do is resonate with peace and grace and infinite possibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to open to a really great expanded universe, right?
Right.
Okay, so you can't do that if you're thinking about things that are limiting you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I never do that either. I'm not saying, you have to be perfect. It's not that. It's that when you want to channel or when you're experiencing a person who's channeling, you want to be open to a much higher frequency energy that's reaching out and calling forth the essence of the beings of light, the masters.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
All right, much love to you.
One question is, when will I hear from both then?
I'm not very good at time. I would say very soon.
Okay.
All right, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Love to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love to you. All right, so what we want to talk about is that, let's see here. If you, the higher your frequency is, the higher your own frequency is, and what is it we can do to raise our frequency? A whole bunch of stuff. I always say we can dance, we can sing, we can make sounds, and we're going to do some of that today. Raise your frequency and then tune in, because you want to be of a higher frequency energy to engage in beings. It's like our friendships on the planet, on the third dimension, as we attract people and situations that match the resonance of what's holding in our body. It's the same thing with channeling. So if you're holding a whole bunch of victimized energy, fear, worry, and all that, you're going to attract a lot of people who are all living in that social consciousness. So what you want to do is you want to move the energy in your body. And, oh, good, we have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Ah, hello. Dominic from London.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, fine, I believe. Yes, well, I hope so. You know, you could find out tomorrow that I'm not doing fine at all, but at the moment I believe I am.
I can't hear you too well, but you do think you're doing pretty well.
Yes. Well, I have been doing a fair amount of channeling over the years myself.
Oh, good.
Although the results I'm never quite sure about.
What are the results? Because the thing with you is that you've mentioned before in other calls that you've had specific difficulties to contend with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those have to do with your nervous system?
Well, it appears to be so, yeah.
Okay. So when you channel, let me just take a look at your beings. Sometimes, you see, you have a variety of beings that you channel, and some of them are very, very light. But we should be able, it's sort of interesting that channels, you can actually hitch a ride. It's like that. The resonance of the highest beings can help you move through your situations physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. When you attune to their frequencies, you should be getting better all the time. If you're not getting better all the time, then you need to question whether they're just compatible with your difficulties. You understand?
Yeah.
And you seem, when I look at the beings around you, I go, you have a little streak of very high beings over here, but you have some kind of lower base beings. You know that?
Yes, they come through my drawing work, the lower base one.
What's your drawing work?
Well, it's kind of science fictional images, surrealist images.
But you know what's really interesting? Do you want to draw them in?
I suppose the ones I'm doing are very... do I want to draw the lower frequency beings?
You don't.
I don't know. I suppose I trust my relationship with them. It's a very strange one. But
it's just really hard to hear you because there's such a fuzz on the line.
Oh no! Yes, I was told a bit of a fuzz.
It's just that if you are doing drawings that can bring in lower beings, meaning your consciousness is focusing on that, then you can use smudging, you can use like burning sage, you can use rock salt crystals sitting around your table, you can use intention and consciousness to clear that up and make sure that it's a transformative tool. Call in the Christ, call in high beings to protect the space, and you don't actually have to just be touring whatever energy happens to be around, you know?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the reason I say that is because you have both sides. You have some very light beings right near you. And so when we call in, we can choose what it is we want to bring through.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think you can get a great deal of help.
Yes, I have fun sort of actually kind of channeling light beings too. I suppose I do that. You know, I have this spirit guide friend Jemima, and she dictates lots of things in chat rooms. She likes to have a chat with people.
Oh, that's nice, eh?
Yes, and people appreciate her, and some people actually tune into her and sort of have lots of strange experiences.
Lots of strange experiences?
I suppose when they get in contact with her energy. She might come through their dreams, or one chap is, his heart rate started beating quickly, and he couldn't explain that.
Well, I think I would watch that. I would unhook that if I were you.
I think he actually got a thrill out of it. But no, I don't know. It's like trying to defend Jemima and her reason for being, but she's been a very lovely friend for the last 20 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just direct the results, because if you say you want to know if it's good, I say that the results should then be good as well, and people mm-hmm. should feel lifted and feel more empowered. And if they're not resonating with that which is opening them to divine possibility. You understand?
Yes. When I first started typing for her, I actually kind of felt stoned for about 2 days. It was very weird.
Hmm.
It was kind of while the new energy sort of blasting through it, I suppose I have to come to terms with it.
Yeah, you do. You have to see, the thing we have to do is take charge. And the thing is, you want, it depends what you want. If you want to explore all kinds of strange things, I suppose you can do that. But a lot of us just want to explore getting more and more possible and more potential. And I would say for you that your journey to empowerment and multidimensional consciousness is part of your path right now. And unfortunately, I can't hear you very well, so it's a frustrating call for me in a sense.
Yeah.
You understand?
There's another being that I'm in contact with that I believe is from the same race as Bashar.
Oh, good, yes. Who
is it? Esasani.
Yes, Bashar is Esasani. Have you listened to Bashar tape?
Oh, yes, I've been part of the discussion group as well, and I've also had experience visiting the Esasani home world.
Wonderful.
It's quite a wonderful thing.
Yes, and they really seem like they're just beings and with a whole expression that we could learn from. They don't seem like they have all the answers. They seem like they're helping us entrain to have greater answers.
Mm.
Or greater questions is a better way to put it, eh?
Yeah. If I start tuning into the Esasani energy while I'm in the pub, everyone starts saying, turn the volume down a bit because I start becoming rather loud.
Oh, really? Well, and Bashar himself, when he comes in, goes, hello, good day.
Yes, yes. My voice is naturally rather loud, and people, the friends of mine who I've introduced the Bashar to, they keep thinking that I do start sounding a lot like him some of the time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I don't think that's an insult. But thank you for your call, Dominic.
Okay,
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay, cheerio.
Okay, cheerio. Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it, that we have the opportunity to experience a being who is not of our dimension. And that's really good for us. And he doesn't know everything. But what he talks about is how, when Bashar is channeling, he's talking about how they, in their consciousness, don't do anything they don't want to do. They talk about how everything they do is like following synchronicities and becoming peaceful and happy and moving synchronistically in life, and not everything comes from the now. Whether it was from, I don't know how many of you heard Swami Beyond Ananda, he was really good the other week, and he was very funny. But he was talking about being in the now. Bashar is talking about being in the now. And Jackie's team is talking about being in the now. Eckhart Tolle is talking about being in the now. But Bashar put it in a very interesting way, which is when you're in the now, you have much greater ability to bring in the awareness of many different consciousnesses than when Peg called and she was talking about how she couldn't bring the golden light through. Thanks for your call. I'll be there in a minute. When she talked about how she couldn't bring the golden light through, it's because she was worrying. When we're worrying about what could happen, when do I get this, we're not in the now. So she's a really good example about how if you drop into the now, which I probably should have said to her, you become much more open to receive the information that's coming to us from all over the place and from different dimensions. And you can discern. It doesn't have to kind of racket in your brain. Good afternoon, good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi. How are you, Brian?
Pretty good.
You been channeling?
I was going to ask you about that. Well, before I get into that real quick, I know you were talking about different kinds of channelers and channels.
Right.
And you mentioned Lazarus and Bashar. Mm-hmm. And the other one I was talking about, I found another one. It's quite interesting. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're called the Wonders.
Yes, I have heard of them, but I have not experienced the channel.
Okay.
Is it wonderful?
Oh, Veronica, I would highly recommend just to check them out. You know what I mean?
Are they online? And what kind of, okay, tell us about it. What kind of vibrations do you experience?
Very, very high.
Okay.
They really talk about the simplicities of life. Kind of like, you know, Bashar and definitely like Lazarus.
Great.
And they're very, very high spiritual entities that come through.
And did you have sessions with him yourself?
Not yet, but I will here within a year or so, because
so
I'm very excited about.
How do we find them?
Okay, you don't mind if I mention the website real quick?
Not at all.
Okay. Just www.thewonders, all one word, thewonders. The Wonders, like the Seven Wonders of the World,
mm-hmm.
thewonders.com. That's for all the listeners out there.
And you've listened to some tapes?
Oh, a lot, yes. I've downloaded, they have like different things, like their online store, but I've downloaded some of their, how to channel a little bit.
Oh, great.
Chakra clearing CDs, stuff like that.
Great.
And I found them here, I don't know, about 6 months ago.
Great.
And they're really amazing. They're just like Lazarus, and they just gave me a, I checked out Lazarus' website here not too long ago either, and that's fascinating.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
It is so wonderful that these channels come through.
Well, I guess the idea is that the more massively our higher frequencies, meaning the more of us that move to higher frequencies, the more easily we access the different dimensions and we rise collectively. I mean, it's the collective that we want.
I was wanting to ask you, Veronica, I don't know if you can look for me
mm-hmm.
real quick. I've been seeing outside these golden balls of light, kind of like when you start your show with, you know,
mm-hmm.
the exercise.
Yes.
But I see these things outside, and they don't look like regular stars because they look a lot closer,
mm-hmm.
like just right above Earth in the atmosphere, the highest, you know what I mean? And they're like all over in different sections of, you know, north, south, east, west.
Well, you know what's really interesting, Brian?
And I was wondering if that's just manifestations from us that's creating that.
Well,
kind of like crops. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think what it is that you're able at times, because of your frequency being a certain way, and your intentions are very strong to keep evolving these days, aren't they?
Huh. Yeah, yeah.
Your frequencies are moving quite swiftly, and you're able to see, you're more capable of seeing, for example, ships are present a lot, but we're not always able to see them because
mm-hmm.
there's different vibrational realities, and we're not all looking into those vibrational realities. We don't have the eyes to see a lot of the time. And when you see those, I'm going, they're bigger than orbs. They look more like ships or areas of consciousness that beings are doing things, and you're emerging into more of a multidimensional understanding.
Yeah, and they don't really move. The ones I see, they're like stationary. They're
mm-hmm.
just, they look like stars, but they're really not. They don't twinkle or anything. They're just
mm-hmm.
really solid golden balls. Just fascinating.
To me, it looks like consciousness. It looks like kind of like ships, but you know what I mean. It's just like it's a different description. But it's something you can't see if you're not attuning yourself to seeing beyond, you know?
Yeah, I don't see them all the time, just every once in a while.
When you see them, check your mood. I bet you're in a fairly peaceful, calm, high mood.
Yeah, very lightheaded, very, you know, like on cloud nine, so to speak.
Isn't that wonderful? So you're very much the intuitive, so how's that going for you?
Pretty good. I've been just really picking up different signs and frequencies, especially in nature. I guess they're just all around us and how we tune ourselves to that.
Well, remember, and what Bashar said is they live in a world where they live completely in synchronicities.
Yeah, like just the flowing of oneness, you know?
Yeah, and the messages,
it's
the messages from all around is what they live in.
And the one last thing I wanted to ask you real quick was, I saw a rainbow the other day, but it wasn't a full-blown rainbow, like all the way across the sky. It was just a little section
mm-hmm.
of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could ask your guides, do certain entities come through a rainbow as a portal or a gateway? Do they use rainbows, certain frequencies of light to come through?
I'm getting a no on that, but I'm getting that there is a correlation. There's stuff around when a rainbow, I don't quite understand this, but they're saying that when a rainbow is happening, there are these entry points around it. So I guess the answer is yes. They're saying no, not exactly the rainbow itself.
Right.
But the energy fields around it, and there are portals.
Oh, interesting.
And it's interesting that we've talked for a long time about vortexes, vortices, places like Sedona and all over the world, but Sedona is the obvious one. And those are really just resonance centers, aren't they, that attune people to higher frequencies? So they're a natural portal.
Yeah, very strong, high-power portal, or natural gateways, I guess, yes.
So we ourselves are kind of portals when we can raise our fields and frequencies, but that's kind of playing with it a bit much. Thanks, Brian,
well,
for your call.
Well, thank you so much. And I wanted to tell you, for you and Bob, just have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, Brian, and you and your family, too.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was an interesting call. So the thing about channeling that we haven't really talked, I don't like to break down the various channels, but if you're interested or listening to a channel, pay attention to your own frequency. It should rise. And the thing is, a lot of you out there are attuning yourself to be able to bring through much higher energy. And I said Jackie Salvitti is a wonderful channel. And the guides were saying that she, I haven't asked her if I can say this, but I will, that she has had lives all over the universe so that her body, mind, and her central nervous system is attuned to many different frequencies. And some people's are not. And so those ones who are, I know we can all channel and we can all be intuitive, but there are beings who are born into this world, into the third dimension, who are much more aligned to immediately resonating with the information coming from different dimensions, and that's what channeling is all about. Again, you can channel other people's energy. I had a friend, I used to channel her. I always say, I know what it's like to have to be a horse. I know what it's like to have a penis. It's really funny, because if you channel on different levels, you can actually feel what it's like to be other people.
Veronica?
Hi.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I finally got a computer and I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful.
So when I was doing the first exercise of the golden light coming down,
yes,
it was mostly on, I felt it on the right side of my brain. But then when you said to bring in a being, I felt my whole thing. But then when you said to, like, ask for a specific one, I just started crying. It's like I seem to have some block of sadness, and I don't know what that's about. Because I don't see beings. I feel light, you know, when I'm... But I don't ever see any beings or have a sense of connection to anything that I could put a name to.
Have a sense of a personality. You've got a block right at the top part of your heart, right in the clavicle. Can you see that?
Yeah, is that what makes me cry?
Yeah, it's something that's been stuck in there for a while.
Oh, you know what? When I do get close to things, I cough and choke and, like, gag.
And it's sitting right there, isn't it? Has anybody told you that before?
Not like that, no. But I know that when I do get really open, that I start choking and gagging. And so that feels like that kind of a block, because I started to do that just thinking about it.
Interesting. So I'm going to ask everybody at home, and I'm going to have to go here.
I know. I've been trying all the time ever since you opened it up to get in. But,
pleased to hear your wonderful
thank
voice.
Thank you so much. It really is helpful just hearing about all that.
And you have a great light. You have a lovely, lovely light. So, but they show, what they're showing right now, just as we leave, I want to say, let's everybody draw some violet flame, or just violet light and pink light, and send it first to Anna's chest, right up through the sternum.
And, I can't feel something.
And enjoy doing that. Laughing is good. And also then send that light all over the world in preparation for Thanksgiving, that we're so grateful to all be here. But we know we can bust these denser frequencies that are sitting in funny little fur balls.
Thank you.
There you go. And we would do more, but you know I have to leave.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for your call.
All the world, too. Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. This is Veronica Entwistle, and this is the end of Radiance by Design. But if you stay tuned, in 5 minutes, we're going to have the amazing Dr. Eric Braverman of The Edge Effect, and he teaches you how to work with your brain with amino acids. He can talk to you about how old your organs are, how to test that, how the brain patterns are maybe not strong enough in certain parts of your brain, and how you can raise those, and how you can really work with your own potential for healing and longevity. He's an amazing man. We're going to take a few minutes break, and we're going to be back at the top of the hour with Dr. Eric Braverman of The Edge Effect and his new book called The Younger You. It's not just about youth. It's about the vitality that we can nurture and carry on with. And next week we're going to be having, I forget who I'm having next week. Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, Suzanne Wang. She is a naturopath, and she works with the brain as well. She works with environmental problems and the brain and mental health and so on, and she's really on the cutting edge as well. So we have Dr. Eric Braverman coming up, and next week on Paradigm Shifters, Suzanne Wang. And maybe by then you'll all be channeling, and you can call in and show me how you're doing on the first half on Radiance by Design. Much love and happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see, I hope, a bunch of you by the top of the hour.